Right, so there's John, 68, and his 28-year younger partner, Angela, a BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey love later in life. Tara McDonald is owner and founder of southdownsintroductions.co.uk, and she's with me in the studio now. Morning.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Age gap relationships, then, we're talking about today. First of all, the introductions you do, what brings you to do this for a living these days?
Okay, well, I actually spent about 12 years as a detective in the police force, and then I went on to study law. I worked in a law firm for a while, and I was made redundant. And the reason I set the company up was my own experiences when I was single. For the vast majority of my 30s, I found it really difficult to meet somebody, and I wanted to create something that I thought was missing in this area and put the personal touch back into dating again.
All right, so some websites you do all the legwork yourself. What's different with what you do? You actually get to meet the people in person, and you kind of talk people through the process, do you?
Yes, meet everybody face to face, and I do conduct identity checks on them, so I actually know that people are who they're telling me they are, and I get to know the clients as well. I get to know what they want. I do quite an in-depth questionnaire with them to find out what their likes and dislikes are, what their deal breakers are as well, which is very important.
So it's not an algorithms thing; it's actually a bit of human, nous.
The human touch.
Do you enjoy that? It must be brilliant.
I absolutely do. You have to really like people. And of course, working as a detective, I worked with people from all sorts of backgrounds, and they had some really traumatic times in their lives. Some of my clients, I'm quite humbled by some of their experiences, some people that are widowed and have gone through some tough experiences. You know, they've survived some, for example, cancer, and they've gone on to go into a relationship.
Okay. But by the way, meeting your partner in your 30s or whenever it came about, how did you meet them?
I met him when I was actually in my early 40s, and I knew him through work, but I never actually, we never got together through work. I actually met him doing a hobby, which was sailing.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Okay, and you still do that together now, do you?
We still do, yes.
Lovely. Where'd you sail out of?
Well, out of Brighton, really. That's where the boat is, though she is out of the water at the moment.
Well, it's coming into the wrong time of year for that, isn't it? Okay, so let's talk about age gap. In the work you do, the people you meet, do people look for people of a similar age, or is that old thing about older men looking for younger women, is that a myth or is that fact?
It's not a myth. It is fact. I think it really depends on the individual. I deal with people obviously every day, and if somebody comes to me with an unrealistic dating aspiration, so for example, if somebody is 65 and wants to date somebody in their 30s, I've got to be honest and say, if I don't have women in their 30s and 40s that want to date somebody in their 60s, I'm not going to take that client's money and have a sleepless night over it. I would have to look at a bespoke solution for them and headhunt for that particular client, and that, you know, I have to be honest and say that I haven't got the people that are looking for that much of an age gap. But it depends on what you define as an age gap. An age gap could be 10, 20 years.
Which later in life is not as bad as a 20-year age gap, or not as dramatic, let's say, as an age gap of 10 or 20 years if one person's 20 and the other person's 40.
I think what you have to really look at are the compatibility factors here and where the people are actually in their lives. So, for example, if you have an older gentleman and he's ready to give up work and wants to sail off into the sunset, and then you have a younger lady who's still in the midst of her career, maybe wants to have children as well, you've got to look at all of those compatibility factors and their common interests, and will they actually wane after a while. So I think it's really down to the sense of compatibility in people meeting and seeing whether they are actually compatible.
And the women that you have, that you've dealt with, what are they looking for?
I have a mixture. I have had ladies come to me in their late 50s and they say, I don't want to date anybody over 50. And I ask them why. And they'll say, well, my husband was just lying around and he did nothing. But not everybody is like that. As I said, it comes back to their fitness levels, their outlook on life. My own partner is almost mid-50s, and he does not lie around. He does quite a lot. And the age gap difference between myself and him is about 7 years.
Okay, which is nothing really.
It's nothing,
is it?
Really.
It's almost a blink of an eye, isn't it?
Exactly. I always say anything between 0 and 10 years, there really isn't much there. When you're sort of going over that, then you have to think.
I don't know, how much should age be a factor in it anyway?
Well, age is just a number. In our heads, when we think back, I feel the same as I did 20 years ago. It's when you look in the mirror, you know that you're older. So age is a number. And at the end of the day, when two people fall in love, there are no barriers, not even age. And nothing will stop them from getting together and being together.
And spending time together, you will know that fairly quickly, won't you?
Yes, I always say to my clients as well, you know, you've got to go and meet somebody. You can't just tell by looking at a profile whether you're going to like somebody or not. The sense of compatibility comes from meeting face-to-face, and that's well researched by academics and psychologists within the field of dating.
I've got a text here that says, I'm 20 years older than my second husband, and we've been married 21 years, so couldn't be happier.
That's fantastic news, and that is exactly what I'm saying, that it is down to compatibility, and there is no barrier when people love one another.
Okay, so in your experience of running the website and getting people together, what's the biggest age gap you think you've matched? Not that it's a competition to find the biggest one, I'm just wondering if there's been quite a serious age gap that you've done.
I have had, I haven't matched anybody with a serious age gap. I think the most has probably been about 10 to 15 years, and I wouldn't say that's a huge age gap. Looking at the compatibility factors of the couple, they've actually been out on a date and they're actually going on a second date, so that's not a huge age gap, I don't think.
And I don't know, how willing do you think people are to use a service like yours to find somebody else? Because I remember when internet dating first came around and people were almost aghast at it. A lot of people said, no, that's not the right way to find people. But it's come very much a norm, hasn't it?
I think people have a lot less time these days, Danny, and what I'm doing is filtering out all the people that they don't want to take the time to filter out. I do all of that for them. Also, a lot of my clients are quite prominent on Google. These days, the internet is all over the place. You know, even if you're a lawyer, you'll be straight, you know, you'll be on the law firm's law page.
Yes.
So clients don't want to put themselves on the internet where other people will see them. I've actually had one client say to me that she saw her son's teacher on the internet, and she was quite embarrassed when she saw that, which is why she came to me and she said she cannot put her picture on the internet.
Tell me about some of your success stories. Give me an idea of some people you've hooked up.
I can't obviously divulge
any names. Don't give me their names or where they live or anything. But
I've got a 65% match success rate, which means that I match on average about 5 couples per week, sometimes 8. So out of those 5 couples, at least 3 or more carry on dating. I have a number of people that are in relationships in the early stages, because relationships take a while to build. You really have to get past the first 3 months to see whether it is going to go the long run. So there are a number of people with their memberships already frozen, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce somebody. And it's always a tense time for me, you know, when they go out on the date. It's almost like having a baby. You know, are they going to get along? And it's great news when they come back and say, I had a fabulous date, I'm going out again. It's fabulous news.
Nice to meet you, Tara. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Danny.
Thanks. Tara McDonald, southdownintroductions.co.uk. What can you tell me about age gap relationships? Do give me a ring, 03459 570057. Tell me about yours.